Hey team, this is Grant David Collins and welcome to Basement Philanthropy, a place for people who do not want to wait until they're rich or retired to create meaning, impact, and connection with their time, talents, and money, regardless of the amount. On this episode, we're going to be talking about a unique way to increase your bottom line giving. So let's get started. In business, there is a concept called the bottom line. And if you're not familiar with this, it is the income that is left over after all the expenses have been taken out of the revenue. So sales come in that generate revenue, and then there are different things that happen in a business in order for it to function, like salaries or utilities or different costs that go into running a company. And those expenses are taken from that revenue, and what you are left with is called the bottom line. And there are two major ways to increase this bottom line or increase the amount of money that is left over. The first way is what we most commonly think of, which is increasing revenue. This is increasing the amount of sales that are coming through the door and is the most common out of the two. The less sexy side of the equation, and the one that we're going to be talking about today as it relates to giving, is when it comes to dropping that expense factor. So the reason why it's not as sexy and often not thought of as highly as increasing revenue is because it's just not very fun. Like, we're talking about work that is going through current systems and processes, trying to find efficiencies in those systems and processes, trying to renegotiate things with people that are serving your company or that you are partnering with, like banks. And when it comes to increasing revenue, like, yeah, let's go through a cool marketing campaign and let's get our sales team pumped. And it just really is the side of business that we think of when we think about increasing that bottom line. And to be honest, we have talked a lot about bottom line increasing when it comes to your giving, which is the actual giving that you have after you've used all your time, talents, or resources. And we've mostly talked about giving from increasing the revenue or increasing the amount of whatever that is that we are putting into the equation. But we haven't talked a lot about decreasing the amount of expenses or things that are taking away from those factors that contribute to your giving, your time and talents and money. And that is what we get to dig into today. So to start off with, let's talk about time. Now, when you think about time, I wonder what comes to your mind. Does the word busy, overwhelmed, exhausted, are those words that come to your mind? Or is there space in your life? Is there leftover that you are looking to fill? Are you bored? Now, if I were to use my anecdotal evidence, I would imagine that it's more on the busy side than it is on the bored side. And that's because there's so many things that are vying for our time these days. When it's not your work or your family or other commitments, it is big major companies trying to advertise for this new commodity of attention that is being marketed all over the place. So things like TikTok and YouTube and Instagram, all these things are vying for your time. And so it can feel like, man, I'm so busy. I do not have any time for anything else. But if you start to dig into this, and we've done an entire podcast on this, you may find what I have found, and that is that I spend a whole lot of time on things that aren't really serving me. I'm not really committed to, and they don't really align for what I want to do with my life, but I'm just doing them because I'm kind of on autopilot. And a really good way to take a look at this and to start to see, are there areas that this is showing up in my life, is through your phone. Phones are the things that we spend most of our time on when we aren't involved with another area of our lives. And fortunately, the phone companies have come up with ways to be able to measure this that you can track right now, whether you have an Apple device or an Android device. It is at your fingertips. So in the description below, I'm going to include two videos that will walk you through how to access screen time if you are talking about an Apple device, if that's what you have, or digital well-being if it comes to the Android side of the equation. And what you can do within both of these apps, they look a little bit different, but they do the same thing, is you can look back on the last day, the last week, the last month, around what you are spending your time on when you are on your phone. And just by looking at that, you'll likely be able to find some areas to be able to decrease the amount of busyness in your life so that we can increase that bottom line of giving potential to be able to then repurpose into other things that we really care about, that we want to spend our time with. Okay, let's switch into the talents side of the equation. We haven't talked as much about this on the podcast. We will be talking more and more about your talents, or it's often called knowledge philanthropy, and that is coming up. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about what you can do right now to be able to use more of your talents to do good. Now, I have a background in human resources or people operations, depending on what type of business you work for. And one thing that has become very apparent to me while working at a company or in this industry and in this community is that a lot of people work a lot more than they need to. And you might be thinking, like, what are you talking about, Grant? Like, I just work whatever my boss tells me to. But with the evolution to remote work or a hybrid situation that we have gotten to, we are spending more and more time at work. And we're often doing this because we want to increase our earning potential. We want to grow our careers. We want to be more successful. But the challenge is, if we put all of our time and energy into one area in terms of our talents, so let's say that you are an accountant and you put all of your talents into one person or one entity, it's really easy to kind of get pigeonholed. And so while we're increasing the amount of time, and that could result in us growing and developing in our careers, often another really solid way to do that is to take some of the excess time that we have and put it towards another thing that we care about so that we can see those talents in another light. Now, I'm not saying that you go and quiet quit on your team. You likely have some sort of performance agreement set up as far as the hours or the workload that you have. And so if you look at that and say, you know what, you're right, Grant, like I'm spending 5 more hours or whatever that might be. If you look for opportunities to repurpose those talents in other organizations, you are going to find that your skill set will be able to develop even further because you're using it in a little bit of a different way. And so we're going to talk a lot more about this concept, but another way to increase the amount of talents that you can give to the world or to causes that you care about is by looking at your schedule at work. And instead of putting in additional hours at your job, think about repurposing that skill in another area or cause that you care about. Okay, finally, let's talk about money. Now, this is the closest thing to what we have actually been framing this whole conversation around, which is this concept of bottom line giving and how we can increase that. And when it comes to giving of our money, there are some pretty easy things to be able to implement in order to do that. The first is simply having a financial budget in place, a personal finance plan that allows you to see how much money is coming in and where you're spending that money, and then an area to be able to create goals or budgets around how that money is being used. So if you don't have anything like that in place, that is the first thing that I would encourage you to do. But another way, or a unique perspective around this, is to think about less of it in a formal setting as far as cost reduction, and think of it more in a literal setting. Now, what do I mean by this? So the other week, probably a couple weeks ago, I was looking into my fridge, and I'm the type of person that loves vegetables. I love fresh food. And because of that, I have to be fairly careful with how much I buy of that fresh produce, because it can go bad fairly quickly. And I was looking at my fridge and pulling out some cucumbers that had started to grow a little fuzz on them that wasn't supposed to be there. And I took that cucumber and I threw it away. And I just thought to myself, my gosh, like, that is a lot of stuff that just went into the trash can. Like, I'm throwing money away, but I'm also throwing energy away. You know, somebody had to make that or grow that product, and I'm wasting all of that. Like, it was brought into existence and I literally did nothing with that cucumber. And I was thinking about, man, if I was just a little bit more conscious of the food that I bought, then I could drop the amount of food that I am buying and wasting, and therefore put that money potentially back into things that I really care about. We often do this in other areas of our lives. Another example that I'll give from my own life is the example of a journal. I decided to get back into writing a physical, literal journal. And so I went out and I did a little bit of research and I bought this journal. I thought it was going to be amazing. It came and it's fine. Like, it fulfills the need of a journal. It's not my favorite thing in the world. And so as I was talking to one of my roommates, all of a sudden I realized that there was this really cool minimalist journal that like really fit what I was going for. And I was about to push the buy button and just, you know, replace this journal, throw it out. And I had that cucumber come back into my life. It's like raising from the dead and saying, hey, Grant, like, remember me? Now I've got fungus all over my body, or, you know, whatever. I'm just decaying here. Why are you going to do the same thing to the journal? And the journal looked at me and was like, what the heck, Grant? Like, you just bought me, you wrote a couple entries, and now you're just going to throw me out? And I looked at both of these imaginary cucumbers and journals and said, you know what? You've got a good point here. And I thought to myself, instead of just getting instant gratification, why don't I save the money, use the journal, and every time I'm thinking about buying something new out of the journal, I can use that to refocus my energy or that potential money that I would have spent on a new journal they didn't even need to repurpose it towards increasing the bottom line giving and money that I can contribute. So that was just a really interesting experience. And I kind of continue to have those as I've started to look at my life through that lens. And that doesn't mean I'm perfect at this by any means. The other day I decided that I was going to get into vinyls, listening to vinyl music. So I bought a record player and a bunch of different records. And as I finished buying those things, I just kind of sat back and said, do I need this? Because we've all had the experience where we buy something and it arrives and we're so excited to get there. We're tracking the package all the way and it gets on our doorstep. We open it up and then 2 seconds later, it's in the closet and we don't even really care about it. I've never had that experience with giving. And I have that experience time and time and time again when it comes to buying random things with my money. And so here is the invitation of this podcast today. The invitation of the podcast today is that as people that are in first world countries, and I assume that that is the case for most of the listeners on this podcast, we have excess in each one of these areas. And the only way that we can start to see that that is the case is to stop looking for more and to come back to the bottom line and say, how could I maybe decrease the amount of pulls on these three resources? And by doing that, by approaching our giving from that standpoint, we can increase that bottom line giving that will then allow us to really expand and explode what we do in all three of these areas. We're just going to keep on talking about these three areas time and time again from different angles, because it's so critical that we begin to see ourselves as mattering, and that we already have what is needed. We already have these things at our disposal that can create good in this world. Well, team, that's it for me. Let's go out into the world and create good with our time, talents, and money, and do so by looking at ways to be able to decrease the amount of pulls on each one of those resources instead of just focusing on how to increase the amount of each one of those things together. Talk soon.